Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Monday. Welcome in. It is Dom time. I'm still looking back from last Friday's show up on the board here. Prompts that tell me when the next spot's coming up. Mount Rushmore is still up there. Mount Rushmore, Mount Rushmore, Mount Rushmore. We told you on Friday that Jalen Rose, that brilliant thinker over on ESPN, said don't say the Mount Rushmore of rappers anymore or quarterbacks or anything else. It's anti-Native American. Oh, God. Glad we left that up there. Well, big story of the weekend, Chris Christie was on point, other than his attacks on President Trump yesterday. As Joe Biden is being celebrated now inside Washington, they're going to have a parade for all these bills, all this spending. And the average American is saying, what about inflation? What about what I face every single day? So, Dan, you may remember on Friday, I gave the lucky number as 219. That's what Roe and I spend.
Yeah.
It's a new number.
Did you Thank play you, in Joe the lottery?
No, I didn't, because it was 224 on Saturday.
Oh, no.
Yes.
It's going up.
And we're both blaming each other. Well, you bought too much of that. You bought too much of this. We got to cut back on that. It's an attempt. We're going to see if we can do it this coming weekend.
Do you buy exactly the same thing every time you go?
No, but pretty close, I think.
Because we do.
Yeah, things run out.
Exactly, yeah.
Along those lines. So we're trying to get under 200. What would it take? How much sacrifice to get under the Joe Biden line? $200 weekly shopping. And, of course, it's mixed in with the climate fanatics on this. That's what this type of stuff is coming down to. Now, Johnny Dock will be here at 1 o'clock today, labor leader, waiting sentencing. We know all that. But apparently, the other day when we were talking about endorsements of people, a listener called in and said they heard John on the labor show talking about fracking, Fetterman, and good-paying union jobs. And that's where, you know, there's a lot of money, a lot of good stuff for workers in Pennsylvania. Where is Fetterman? He's anti-fracking deep down. That's what he's about. He's masquerading a bit, but that's what it comes down to. All right, I want to play you, ask you a question, then play you something from yesterday. That it's a friend of Rose that was one of the speakers yesterday at an event. You know the old thing in London. Then I think they did it in Boston. I'd love to do it in Philadelphia, but you can't do it. Where someone stands up at a lectern, usually, and speaks for a few minutes, whatever is on their mind. Sometimes it's entertaining. You know, they're crackpots. Sometimes it's elucidating. But you can't do that in Philadelphia. So this happened yesterday at the esteemed Liberty Bell. Now, I would hope there would be at least 100 cops within 3 to 5 minutes in downtown Philadelphia and surrounding areas. Dan, wouldn't you think of the Liberty Bell?
Yep.
Dan went online. This must have been a worldwide connection to it. What's it called again?
Speaker's Corner.
Yeah, Speaker's Corner.
Yeah, it's something out in London, and I guess they're doing it all nationwide or worldwide, right, trying to replicate it or something.
Yeah, so it was a coordinated type of thing. And in London, this woman standing up and she's a person of color talking about black businesses, shopping there, not shopping. Nobody's screaming at her, bothering her. Well, a group of women here in Philadelphia, I happen to know one, and many of these women are women of color. Some are African-American, some are Latino, some are white. They're talking about, as we head into the school year, I don't think it's going to be critical race theory this year. It's going to be the transgender nonsense up and down the line, the all out back and forth on this. That's going to be even bigger. So imagine worldwide, people are standing up on the soapbox. It's getting up on the soapbox and speaking. These women are talking about their concerns. They're all moms with their kids and the transgendered agenda in schools and related matters. They're not a hate group. I happen to know one who is moderate liberal, she says herself, but is really opposed to all this stuff and is rapidly seeing how insidious this is. And this is happening at our Liberty Bell in downtown Philadelphia. Now, this group has a permit to use the area near the Liberty Bell to speak. Dan, I've seen this, and some of these cops, and you know I'm pro-cop beyond belief, but some of these cops that get into this job, this civilian group, they're in plain clothes. They don't get it. They've told me they think people have a right to shout you down. I maintain you don't. If you're standing there as a speaker, you should have a right. You have a permit to be heard. Now, if someone is just, you know, yells, I don't agree with, you know, something like that or blank you, okay, they can do that. This is a concerted effort, though, to shut them down with drumming and people screaming the stupid song. Go
on. If you asked one of the progressives, the crazies in that crowd, I think they would say that it's justifiable because what they're spewing is, quote, hate speech.
Hate speech, yes.
It's ridiculous.
No, these are moms concerned about what's going on, particularly in schools across society around the transgendered nonsense agenda. This at the Liberty Bell. And it takes the police forever to get there and to move the mob back to a distance where they can still yell stuff, but they cannot amplify and shut them down. Now, you know my advice. If you show up, just keep talking. I've had to deal with this several times. Here's how it sounded.
You can just see with your own eyes and your own ears what's happening, who's allowed to speak and who isn't. Children need us to speak up for them. I'm here because I am a mother. I know that no child was born in the wrong body.
All right, Dan, that people get a flavor of. She's a mom. She's talking about this. And again, if you have a permit, they don't, to be at the Liberty Bell. Here's a little bit. This will be cut 18B. So they call the police. I don't know why the police were not there anyhow, at least somebody in the area, to move them back. And it takes forever to get the cops there. Here's that part of it when they call the police.
It is unbelievable. They are at on Independence Park. They are in front of the Liberty Bell. I have just been told that the police are, in fact, on their way. So we are going to see if we can get them back on the stream. I know that they want to come back. Yeah, the cops are coming. So everyone who is here know that the cops are coming. Okay, they're here. The cops are here. Great. Okay, great. So Jessica Gonzalez is saying that the cops are there. Hopefully they're taking back. They're coming back on the stream. I'm sorry. My words are a little tongue-tied because I'm trying to text and communicate with the ladies.
All right. So this is worldwide what's going on. We looked at it in London and other places. And people may not agree, or they may boo or something occasionally. Here at the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, I'm surprised they just didn't storm them and shut them down totally, though. This is what they do. This is what the mob does. It doesn't have ideas of their own. They just want to shut it down. They want to stop you, even moms of color here in Philadelphia. And these idiots and city council, mayor, and some on the police, they think they have a right to do it. You don't have a right. You don't have a permit. I've went through this with Tom Corbett, Dan, at the Art Museum, if you can. And a cop there said, we're going to give each one of these 60 protesters a minute each to make their point. I, of course, said, no, we're going to see what's going to happen here. I didn't think I was going to be arrested, but can you imagine? This is the insidious mentality of this. All right. Now, here's the question. Yesterday, CPAC from Dallas. Dan, have you ever been to a CPAC? You weren't with me.
No, I haven't, no.
I think I broadcast from 4 or 5. It is a fascinating event. These are the real activists, et cetera. And I say that because, again, yesterday, President Trump won overwhelmingly over Ron DeSantis. And that's being touted again today. This Turning Point USA, the Charlie Kirk Group, and CPAC, they have overwhelmingly voted for President Trump at these events. Is that indicative of how Republicans feel? How do we know how they feel? I don't think it is. I wonder how many people listening have been to CPAC. Now, you know, you can't place too much faith in this. It is the just most activist, conservative, and it is a pro-Trump group. I always have. Love it. It's that type of red meat event. People say stuff, and President Trump is the star of that, without a doubt. So do we take this as another indication that DeSantis ought to just wait his turn? The problem with waiting your turn all that, Governor Christie is a prime example. Your turn never comes. So I'm still solidly in the camp that thinks CPAC polls and things like that are always going to be toward President Trump. I mean, it's his base of base, his bailiwick. DeSantis spoke there. He's well-received, but nobody gets the juices flowing with the activist group like this, like President Trump. Is that across the board? I think it's the great unknown. In other words, I don't know when we hear some of these pundits say, well, people are a bit tired of President Trump and the number of years going back to 2020. I don't know that. I think there's evidence somewhat of that. But it's a great unknown. This is like Jalen Hurts, quarterback, talked about constantly. We won't know until a DeSantis-Trump squared off in Iowa. Then we might get some indication of how people are feeling at that point. So 855-839-1210. If you've never called before, where do you think we are with this? Where are you with it? Dan, I still think our listeners, if we put it up on Twitter, and that's just a small segment of the audience, I think they would be 55-45 Trump at this point. But I think each few months, the gap is closing. When we actually come to people announcing in 2023, we could be at a 50-50. I still think Trump probably has, among our listeners, about a 10-point lead of over DeSantis. What do you say?
Yeah.
I think it's more than that?
No, I think 10's fair.
Okay. So where are you at this point? That's what I'm asking. Let me give you the side question today. And this comes off the fact that I saw this, and Greg Stocker today retweeted and put agreed. Thank God, but he put agreed. Got a lot of response on Twitter. Then I saw from Breitbart that a new survey out indicates that people are tiring of Marvel superhero movies. Thank God we're being delivered from this. Now, it's only in the most recent survey down 5 or 6 points of people saying they want to continue seeing all these superhero movies. The biggest critic of the superhero movies saying they're not even cinema is Marty Scorsese, probably 1, 2, or 3 greatest directors of all time. I agree with him. They're not. They're just churned out. Thor, 84, terrible. 9 is 5.
Yeah.
Carry the 2.
Formulaic.
Formulaic, etc. I think this is a good side. So that kind of spurred me to say, I'd like to ask, side question, all-time great feel-good movie.
Yeah.
A feel-good movie, however you define it. Now, I might take off the board here, Dan. I just have to do it to illustrate Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Forrest Gump is a great feel-good movie. Even though people die, my God, we still don't know what Jenny died of exactly.
Jenny.
The mom dies. So there's a lot of dying there.
Yeah, there's a lot of down. That's the thing I kind of, when I was doing my kind of thought process for what I wanted to submit today, it's the ones that had like the really low lows made the high highs feel so much better. And they were the really feel good moments.
Okay.
There's a movie that came out a couple years ago starring Shia LaBeouf, who I hate. I think he's way yes. overrated as an actor, but the film was fantastic. It's called Peanut Butter Falcon.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard about it, but it was about a Down syndrome kid that was in a nursing home, and he wanted to be a professional wrestler. Mm-hmm. And it's a story about him trying to become a professional wrestler. It became a cult classic. It was nominated for an Oscar at one point. It's a really, really good feel-good film. Peanut Butter Falcon.
So, I will take off the board also. I don't know that anybody's going to say it, but the feel-good movie for me, too, is Remember the Titans.
Oh, yeah.
When the Titans are being cheated, this football team that integrated, and the defensive coach puts his very best players just all in defense and tells them, I'm taking you out if they gain a yard. You hear me? A yard. They go past the line of scrimmage. You're out if they gain a yard.
Such a good movie.
Then he tells Denzel Washington, who deserved an Oscar for it, run up the score so they never forget. Yeah, just blatant cheating because it was a team that was racially integrated, et cetera. And it's based upon largely a true story.
Yeah.
That's a feel-good movie to me, particularly, Dan, when he tells them, I'm taking you out if they gain an inch over that line.
Such a good movie. I do take umbrage with the genesis of the side question, though.
Oh, why?
This whole superhero film. It's like I kind of understand the narrative of
them.
Like Disney Plus has really gone overboard with putting out superhero stuff.
Oh, there's 100
stuff, so,
of them.
Yeah, maybe it's like a oversaturation, but Dom, the top box office for 2022 is still rife with superhero films. I mean,
well, it doesn't stop
number
me from
two,
being
Doctor
critical.
Strange.
Joe
number four,
Biden's
the Batman.
President, so I shouldn't say he's president. What are you talking about?
Like when a film Doctor Strange is still making $411 million. Are we really saying that?
Yes, it's trash. Yeah.
It is trash from a quality standpoint.
I mean,
standpoint,
it's
but from
formulaic, beyond formulaic. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I still think we're 5-10 years from digging ourselves out of this superhero hole, though.
I see. I'm grabbing
People
on.
People are still going to watch it.
I just grabbed on to this smallest bit of evidence here percolating. And I have another movie story today, too, about the Terminal List. Rotten Tomatoes critics versus Rotten Tomatoes viewers. We'll get to that one later on. It's pretty revealing. Here's how you get in, though. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. So while the rest of America was trying to combat his inflation in every aspect of their life, the Democrats were just celebrating beyond belief. I'll play you what Christie said about that next. And Pete Rose in Philadelphia. Oh, man, I'm going to be asking you, we had a lot of people defending, and I think the Phillies were right to bring him in with the 1980s team. But what would I do if Pete Rose were on the air with me, Dan, on TV? Based upon what he was doing on Sunday. My God. Tommy McCarthy deserves a Medal of Honor for that one. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in here on Talk Radio 1210.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at
at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Remember the Titans. There you go.
It's hard not to sing the song.
Oh, God. Denzel Washington and that. Forget the guy, Dom Giordano, show that plays the white guy who was passed over and plays the defensive coach.
Yes.
He's in a lot of films. Excellent in that. And his little daughter is... different and excellent.
Is that Ryan Gosling?
No, Ryan Gosling plays a defensive back.
Yeah, Alan
of
Bosley,
all things.
Yeah.
That guy is horrible. Ryan Gosling.
Was it Bertier?
Might be.
Yeah,
yes.
Ryan Hurst, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bertie. I'm not sure. I'll have to look it up.
I got to watch the movie again.
All right. So talking good. About the demise of superhero movies. At least we're lighting candles or some good signs. That's the side question. Hit us with a feel-good movie. Think real. Don't think just fanciful for that. Dan thinks there might be a winning answer out there already. We'll see. Yeah, I would have trouble. I should have taken it off the board. I can't now on Twitter. All right, we got that yesterday. As Democrats were breaking out the confetti, I happened to be watching Governor Christie, and Christie's making great points. Inflation is still the thing that's out there that they have, well, first of all, let's play Bernie Sanders, Dan. Here's Sanders on the floor of the Senate saying Build Back Better will not reduce inflation. It's going to create more inflation. Here's what he said.
I'm going to take a moment to say a few words about the so-called Inflation Reduction Act that we are debating this evening. And I say so-called, by the way, because according to the CBO and other economic organizations who have studied this bill, it will, in fact, have a minimal impact on inflation.
No, he didn't go quite far enough, but I'll take it from Bernie. No, it's going to continue inflation and make inflation worse. They're not going to get away with it. Look, I know the argument out there. People are getting, oh, man, because Democrats are walking and chewing gum at the same time. The media is propping them up saying that, look at all these legislative accomplishments. Americans are going to put him back in office in November. Really? Americans are looking at what I'm looking at and what you're looking at. And they can say you don't get a parade when you raise gas to over $5 a gallon and then it goes down to $4.20. You don't get a parade for that. It shouldn't be at $4.20. You don't get a parade when everything in the world is just hard to believe how much the cost has gone up. Just stunning. We've all had that experience. No, that can't be. I'm not buying that. There's no way I'm going to pay that for that. All right. Here is Christie yesterday making that point about what are we going to do? Drop the confetti at the White House? Cut 12.
He's on a roll. I mean, there's no question that Joe Biden is on a roll legislatively on the national security front, but he's getting no credit for it. And look, inflation is, you know, still a factor. Gas prices are actually coming down and have been coming down for almost 2 months. The unemployment numbers are remarkable. Not only the unemployment numbers, but wage growth continues to rise. It's just not keeping pace with
inflation. It's an inside Washington role, George.
Well, I think that's
an inside Washington role. Like, you know, they won on the Inflation Reduction Act, which is a ridiculous name, as you pointed out in the interview, but they won on that. They got Democrats to actually vote for a Democrat bill. What are we going to do? Like, drop the confetti at the White House? I mean, this is ridiculous. It's an inside Washington role. The people in the rest of the country are saying, wait a second. I'm still paying much more for gas than I should. I'm still paying much more to cool my house. I can't get groceries on the table. And I'm worried about the future.
Exactly. And they're telling you, shut up. Shut up. We're on a roll. We are on a roll here. That was George Carlson.
He's on a roll.
He's on a roll. Joe's on a roll. He came out of the basement the first time in a month. He's on a roll.
They call him a hot dog because.
He's on a roll.
Watch it there, Dom. You're getting too fired up. That might be helpful to them. John Fetterman's on a roll.
He's on a roll.
All right. Dan, did you happen to watch, as your prescribed duty, my Inside Story presentation?
No, I did not.
Still too much tan on the aesthetics front, but on the other stuff, I think it went really well. Yeah. I got a lot of compliments. And Matt O'Donnell was a fair questioner about Mastriano, but particularly I made the point, I think Dr. Oz has turned the corner a bit here. Now, you know, I didn't get into it fully, but the thing that would turn the corner, Kathy's got to come through.
Yeah.
Kathy Barnett. We hope to see if we get her back this week to take her temperature again.
Yeah.
What does Oz have to do?
We got a new producer here. I don't know if you knew that. Named Harry.
No.
Yeah, and Harry's complaining. He got a buffalo chicken wrap, but he has a complaint.
He's on a roll.
Keep that for George. And George Carl is usually one of the better liberals on network TV. He's on a roll. He's on a roll. Look at all these.
He's on a roll.
They're letting him spend more and more money, which got us into inflation like this to start with. That's the point. And it's not one thing that's being inflated. It's constant. People are not dumb. Yeah, but look, your wages went up. They have not gone up anywhere near, I wouldn't even say one quarter, one fifth of what inflation is and things that you can't escape. It's not going to work. Now, I'm not saying I'm enamored with any number of these Senate candidates that the Republicans have put up so far. We agree. Dr. Oz last week had a good week, I think. Fetterman speaks on Friday. God knows what that's going to be like. But the things that are reverberating with Fetterman, people are finally seeing how weak on crime he is. And a guy who is not anybody that's worked hard for a living in his life. He's been propped up. He's a trust fund baby in a hoodie. It's artifice. Even the Inquirer pointed that out, sort of. All right, let's go to Harold to start off in Southampton on Talk Radio 1210. Yeah. Hey, Harold, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for not blocking me. I was in on the New Year's when I made my prediction that Biden would step down, and I made a comment about Alex Jones. I thought you were going to block me for life, but my movie is Forrest Gump. I saw on Facebook.
Yeah, we already took that off the board. Sorry, Harold. We took that off already. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, so my thing about Trump and DeSantis, Trump is obviously going to take DeSantis as his vice presidential candidate.
I don't think so at all. I don't see that, but go ahead.
Yeah, so that's what I figure is going to happen. And then, like I said, my prediction before was that Biden will be stepping down. It looks like that's going to happen before the 24. I said it'll be in December of this year, but we'll see. And, you know, we'll just go from there.
All right. Thank you, Harold. All right. He's not stepping down. I don't see that. And I don't see the wisdom of the DeSantis thing there as VP. I think Trump wins Florida. I think DeSantis wins Florida. Either one of them wins Florida. I think Trump will broaden out to somebody else. I think that would be a bad mix. I know that's heresy to say that because I think Trump needs somebody who's more adapt to being a second banana, and Ron DeSantis is not.
If we're going by history, I mean, Donald never really wants to have another one of him by his side.
Exactly.
We thought initially it was going to be Chris Christie as his
And I understand
president.
That. I understand. If I were Trump, I don't want a guy like DeSantis there, too. I'll be honest. Oh, well, why? You know, people don't get this. They don't get ego. They don't get the reality of it. And Ron DeSantis is not a second banana. I don't see that. Yeah, well, Joe Biden. Obama took him out of nowhere for some unknown reason and put him in there. Sure, he'd be happy to just go around all day blabbing as vice president. All right, side question today. Hit us with that feel-good movie. And are you happy when you give me your feel-good movie that the superhero movies are on the ropes? All right, Dom, you've gone too far. They're not quite on the ropes yet. How many years do we have to endure this, and how Hollywood gets away with churning these things out with substandard plots, actors, and just formula? I mean, what's the last big movie, Dan? You know, I might want to ask that. God knows what answer we'll get from listeners that they were gaga over. I got to think myself that I saw in a theater. Now, COVID's taken away a little period of time here, but I did like the Elvis biopic a lot. And even I have to say Tom Hanks was excellent in it.
I can't remember the last time I walked out of a movie theater thinking I need to tell everyone to go see
it. Yeah, to go see it. That's what I'm, yeah. All right, let's try Todd in Overbrook. Todd's on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Todd.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Okay, so you want a feel-good movie. Now, you're going to get answers from everybody. They're going to be the same 20 films over and over and over.
Okay.
So what does feel-good mean to you, okay? Feel-good, does feel-good when you come out? I've seen the film. Do you want to hug your cat? Is that feel good? Or do you want to hug your wife?
So, hey, Todd.
I prefer a feel
you know,
good movie.
When Lou Gall's out, we'd like to sign you up as a movie critic. I like that. Instead of three stars, you hug your wife or you hug your cat on this one. I love it.
Well, I prefer films where you want to hug your wife. Okay. I do recommend, and this is for everybody, this is for all your listeners, a film called The Tenth Victim with Marcello Mastroianni and Ursula Andress and Elsa Martinelli. Okay, it's set in the future. It was done in Italy in the mid-60s. Set in the future. Everybody's wearing white plastic wraparound sunglasses and mod miniskirts. Well, Marcello's not wearing mod miniskirts. But I'm telling you, seeing Elsa Martinelli and Ursula Andress leaping around in lingerie and mod miniskirts while trying to kill each other, because everybody's trying to murder each other. It's great. But you know they're going to fall in love at the end. So it's a feel-good movie.
Oh, the two women are going to fall in love.
Marcello and Ursula.
Oh, okay.
Marcello and Ursula fall in love, and you know they're gonna, but the whole film they're trying to murder each other while all this great stuff's going on in the background. So I'm recommending this to all your listeners, The Tenth Victim.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd, very much. Does any other caller, you know, Todd, I still don't think Dan gets it. We welcome liberal callers. He's one of the prime examples, right?
Yeah.
I must have five pizza bets with Todd over stuff. Overbrook's got some good pizza shops, I hear.
Yeah.
All right, 855-839-1210. Johnny Dock here today, and we're going to talk with him about some of the stuff he said recently about fracking, apparently, energy, union jobs, how he sees the political scene, maybe what he thinks about the situation in Philadelphia, you know, and he's got his own issues, as you know, a backdrop coming up. We'll see how that plays out. But over the weekend, the violence level, again, was so intense. Steve Keeley reporting now, the murder rate in Philadelphia is up 3% over last year. And Dan, he put up on his Twitter just kind of a tour of Center City, Philadelphia, showing how many Wawa's and the other chain stores are curtailing hours. There's almost none of them that are 24 hours a day. And that's what they're there for, convenience, yeah. Wawa. Right? No. Can't have it in Philadelphia. Nothing can be 24 hours. All right, jump in, though, at 855-839-1210. Coming up, too, I'll give you a few thoughts on Pete Rose in Philadelphia this weekend and what it tells us about coverage of sports. Yeah, Pete Rose didn't endear himself this weekend, but he's like a Cro-Magnon man throwback to 50 years ago. So how could he? Did the Phillies make a mistake? No, I think they should have invited him. I'll get into all that, too, coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. Great side question coming off this good news. Superhero films are on decline now. We need to see more of that, another couple months, another 5%. But hit us with that all-time feel-good movie. Now, Hassan Bin Sober on Twitter, Dan, says, to your point about the $411 million gross, just because it makes a lot of money doesn't make it good. Look at Bruce Springsteen and U2. And I would say, I think U2 is noticeably, clearly more annoying to me and worse than Bruce Springsteen by far, particularly the lead singer. My
really?
God. Yes.
At least their stuff sounds different from one another. Like, Bruce's all runs together.
Now, his big, I don't know what the theme of U2 would be other than smugness. Seems to be their theme. Well, him too. So maybe...
So true.
I'm trying to say Springsteen is by a hair less annoying than U2. I know you know. You think you... Is there anybody, artists more annoying than Springsteen out there?
To me?
Yes.
No. No.
I'd love to hear
from
people.
I think Springsteen's number one.
Number one. I'd love to hear on Twitter, is there a more annoying artist or... Let's say Alec Baldwin's an artist of sorts as a movie star, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's more annoying now, right? Oh, my God.
No, he is. He is.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. All right. Now, speaking of that, in Philadelphia, on Friday it was universal with our listeners at least calling in saying, Pete Rose coming here, Philly's doing the right thing. I still stand by that. I wouldn't put him on the TV show. I would not. You know what you're going to get. The stuff he was saying there, my God, was tough to imagine. He is a dinosaur. He's a bad guy in a lot of number of respects. Here's what the beef is. I'm looking at David Murphy writing, Dan. And over the years, I think his stuff has been usually fine. He's not like a couple of the sports writers here. The day Pete Rose proved he doesn't belong in baseball or anywhere in public. What? Now, just think of how many athletes the media seems to overlook. Yeah, Jim says, what about Barbra Streisand? Yeah, more annoying than Springsteen.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe Barbra Streisand.
It's kind of, yeah, Springsteen's not the highest level of annoyance yet. We haven't arrived at it. But Pete Rose this weekend. Now, putting him on TV, you got to know the stuff he's going to say. He's unfiltered, beyond belief. Not good. That wasn't good. And he did call this female sports writer. Here's how I would say it. If it weren't in the context of them asking about this affair with somebody who might have been underage when he was married and about 29 or so, right? Ending the sentence with saying, come on, babe, that's ancient history. Saying the babe part. That's what a guy, that's, do you think these athletes in the NBA, when they have female sports writers or others there, are they the oracles of dignity and being, you know, she's a professional, don't say babe? Come on. All right, Dan, you're...
I'm annoyed with it.
The babe part?
Yeah.
Because of the context of the underage
one? Pete Rose saying that. I could care less if someone calls somebody babe. But when you're a guy like Pete Rose, like when he calls a reporter babe, it's like he just hasn't strived at all to improve his being.
Well, like, yeah, but I think he's a dinosaur.
It's like flying a flag in the face of that I refuse to change.
Right.
And I just... Like, I, if you're Pete Rose and you know you have a spotlight on you because of what's been alleged against you, you got to be smarter. I feel like it's a spitting in the face to a degree.
I just think it's the normal lack of a filter and that a lot of these pro athletes would say the same thing. You know, it's a weird thing for him.
I don't know if I'd have a problem with any pro athlete saying it if they didn't have what Pete Rose...
Well, you
has.
Mean the statutory rape allegation.
Yeah.
Okay, well, in that context, I said that's different.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't put him on TV. I don't know who decided to do that. And I'm looking at the picture the Inquirer uses of him, and it does look like a guy out of the Beverly Hillbillies. I mean, do you see that picture? You know the one I mean right there in the comp?
Yeah.
They intentionally chose that. I've interviewed him twice. It's a heck of an interview. My both hands were on the dump button. At WWDB, the dump button was about 8 to 10 inches. It may have been a foot long. And it was in giant glowing red. And it was right there. It's not like this little tiny thing we have.
You see it, though. You have it? Just want to do a check real quick.
Yes, I do.
Button?
Yeah, I do all have right, the dump gotcha. Button. Yes. But it didn't say – it just said
– a big
know?
Red button.
And you can't say that. And a guy would come on and scream at you with it. Versus ours is yeah. So it rose. What are you going to do on TV? Just cut him off and, you know, come back when he says something else.
It's tough, yeah.
I didn't see it in real time, Pete Rose on TV, but I feel for Tommy McCarthy in that spot.
Like, they also have a dumb button. Like, they can do the delay and get around the delay, but then it's just going to cut and look messy, and then people are going to ask, where did Pete Rose go? And
yeah.
Yeah.
Can't have him on TV. There's no doubt about that. Or, well, radio, you might have a shot, you know.
You can't have him on TV and expect him not to go off the rails.
Right. And I had Lenny Dykstra on once, and same thing. I was right on top of it. I'm trying to think of the other ones where the interview was worth it, and you're right on top of they might say anything.
Yeah.
All right. So it's 855-839-1210. Pete Rose this weekend in Philadelphia, particularly if you were at the game, there were some boos. But the sound overall, they recognized him for what this guy did for the 1980 Phillies and what kind of player he was. One of the greatest of all time, and particularly what Philadelphia loves is all-out effort. And that's what he gave, without a doubt. But on Friday, I think there's a politics here. Look, people think, and there's some of that Pete Rose has made the example of other athletes. No. There's no consistency here. But again, putting him on TV, wow.
I'm very conflicted.
Yeah.
Because I know of Pete Rose, like I've seen the highlights, mm-hmm. and I grew up with Pete Rose as somewhat of a mythical figure on the field.
He is, yeah.
So I never got to witness the greatness firsthand. So the Pete Rose that I know was the gambling Pete Rose, the allegations Pete Rose.
Right.
And like, I really think the guy should be recognized for his on-field performance, but I hate to say it, we shouldn't give this guy the kind of platform, I don't think.
Well, you know what it's like? It's like Jane Fonda. To people listening, Vietnam generation, Hanoi Jane, she was a traitor. If we had been at war, she would have been tried as that. But then there was workout Jane Fonda. That's even older than you.
Yeah.
So your Jane Fonda is plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Silly
liberal
film.
Liberal nut job.
Yeah, liberal nut job, Jane Fonda. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's been three iterations of it. That's why it's hard for people to focus in
she
on
She kind
of
did like a circle. She started out as a liberal nut job and came back.
Pete Rose today, picture him as a manager, if he were still a manager today. Oh, my God. The stuff he might say during a game. You can't do that as a manager, as a coach. It's not that type of era. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in. Craig in Maryland on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Craig, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan.
Hi.
Yeah, the only role that Biden's on right now is the one that's in my bread basket. It's all blue and moldy.
Can you imagine going out there? And George Carl is one of the more balanced.
He's on a roll.
He's on a roll.
They're insane.
They're spending more money, which causes inflation. How's that on a roll?
Oh, no, I can't fathom why one Democrat, especially maybe with this vote today, some of the Democrats that know they're going to lose their thing will jump trying to save their election, but we'll see. So my movie, Feel Good Movie, and this is a bucket list just to be – if I could get into the hat this week for the crab cake, since I live in Maryland, I can tell you what crab cake tastes like, I'd be thrilled. But I'm going to shoot with Field of Dreams.
All righty. Nicely played. Look, at he's bringing Maryland into this, too. The land of the crab cake versus Captain Chuckie's.
It's a great answer, too.
Oh, goodness. Yes. All right. 855-83. I had my Captain Chuckie's flounder last night. I haven't gotten to my crab soup yet. That'll be tonight. And the week's all planned out. I haven't even gotten to the crab cakes yet.
You know, Captain Chucky, it's been a little while since I've had a dom roll.
There you go. That's
those things are incredible.
They thousands of them in Newtown Square, I'm told. They just have a dom roll person over there. All they do, dom rolls, dom rolls. I'm serious. That's what they told me the last time I was over there. Remember when I showed up to help them prepare a meal?
Yeah,
remember that?
I mean,
oh, man.
My sister-in-law drives half an hour out of the way to go get dom rolls just for the dom roll. She loves the dom rolls.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Put that on the billboards. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll take more of your calls. Johnny Dock will be with us at 1 o'clock today. He is a wild card. And why don't you just break out this whole thing with Fetterman, Oz, Labor, etc. By the way, Doug Mastriano, I think, testifies before the January 6th committee this week. And I agree with Mastriano on this. The rub is that he's afraid they'll just leak out the testimony, no matter what he says. And yeah, that's probably what they'll end up doing in this campaign. All right, big issues, big guest, John Dougherty. Johnny Dock will be here. And oh, God, the stuff over the years with Johnny Dock. Sometimes coming straight at me, other times we were on the same page. What a character. And Dan, you got a note saying,
I'm not a big fan of the rat.
Yes. If I have any interest, would be interested in knowing about Kevin Dougherty on the Supreme Court, Johnny's brother, really striking a blow against Larry Krasner in a judicial sense that if Republicans can't run with this. Dan, do you think, what's the scale of interest, 1 to 10 on that?
11?
Yeah, 11.
He's on a roll.
Listen, bet it. I don't know if it's up in Vegas or whatever. I'd like to see the odds. Larry Krasner is going to be impeached. The other thing is, I would love to testify. Now, I don't know if they're going to allow me to do that. I understand what may happen. Because you see under cross-examination,
and now
you're
we
out of order. Now you're out of order.
And we called Don Giordano to the stand.
What's her name?
Yeah, exactly.
What's her name?
You have any
Get
other
the name
questions?
Right. D-O-N. We called Don Giordano to testify.
Get the name right. D-O-N.
First of all, Mr. Chairman, I'd like the spelling of my name to be put up there in bolder letters. The D-O can be small. Just make sure the M is big. There's magic in that. How many times has this come up? Every time. You know what today is? It's the Feast of St. Dominic.
Is it really?
Yeah. So somebody sent it to me, and I replied, yeah, let's see if they spell it right. St. Don, St. Don Cartwright. My
God. Get the name right. D-O-M.
Yeah. So this will be a very, very interesting thing with John Dougherty, who is still savvy, political, labor, etc.
Your Honor, I'd like to submit to the record.
I have great legs, though. Just remember, that's what my wife says, at least.
Now, I like it when you see over there, Dan. I got honored one time. It was Joan Krajewski brought me into city council. And it was some resolution of or something, right? Oh, man. And there was even one Republican who wouldn't stand there with me for the picture. That
Ooh,
was a
wow.
good. Yes. Yes. Can you imagine
You're
coming into city
down.
Council today for testifying? I mean, David O. gets me in there, or Sherelle Parker. All right, let's take
you
another
have to be,
one.
Like, have me behind you just swapping up the the slobber, you know?
Let's go to Tom in Marlton. Ah, we should have taken this one off the board. This guy's got a keen eye. We're asking the demise of Marvel films. Good. What is a feel-good movie? Hey, Tom in Marlton, what kind of Hawaiian shirt do you have on today?
I'm at work now, Dom, so I'm just wearing my work shirt.
Oh, okay. All right.
But anyway, one quick thing I wanted to tell you, wish you a happy belated anniversary.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. Thank you.
And
you can wish
Tom,
me a happy feast day at St. Dominic's Day.
Yeah, well, I'll do that also.
Thank you.
Did you do this on purpose, your birthday, anniversary?
All coming
St.
together,
Dominic's
yes.
Day, it's all like within 2 weeks of each other.
Yeah, and then CBS this morning on September 11th. That's a big day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey,
go right ahead,
Tom. I have one more thing for you. I know he's one of your favorites, and I'm a big concert guy, so Tom Jones is coming to a Borgata September the 9th for you. So don't
wait a minute. All right, Dan, all systems go.
What's
you got to get him
pussycat?
On. Mr. Tom Jones, come on down. All right,
wow.
That is gold. I'm writing that one down. All right, Ro, we're going to go see Tom Jones.
Don't look at the prices, though.
Yeah, that's okay.
What's new, pussycat? Who
As long as I get backstage, I'm getting backstage no matter what. What's this guy doing here? What's your film, Tom?
All right, we're going to go old school classic when Clarence gets his wings there. It's a Wonderful Life.
That is so real, too.
Man, that call.
Yep. I don't know if John Dock will have anything on the side question today, a feel-good film, but he's got a lot of other things. Can hardly wait to hear. Big 1 o'clock hour on Talk Radio 1210. I love
you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat knows. What's new, pussycat? Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.